Power Principles, Chapter 14. Power Principle 8, The Power of the Word. Key verse. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Introduction. The Holy Bible is the written word of the one true and living God. There is special power in these words of God. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. You will never receive the fullness of God's power until you experience the power of His Word. The Source of the Word. God is the source of power and of His written Word. This makes the Word of God powerful. The Lord gave the Word. Great was the company of those that published it. Psalms 68:11. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. God actually created the world by his word. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews 11:3. God created the heavens by his word. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Psalms 33:6. God continues to uphold the world and all things as they are by the power of his word. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews 1:3. Rhema and Logos. There are two different Greek words used in the Bible for the word of God. One of these Greek words is Logos, and it refers to the total utterance of God. It is the complete revelation of what God has said. The second word, rhema, refers to a specific saying of God that applies to a special situation. The total logos revelation of the word of God is powerful, but when God quickens a rhema word from his written word, it is especially powerful. When God quickens a rhema word, a verse you have read many times before suddenly takes on new meaning. You can see how it applies to a specific situation you are facing. The rhema word gives you the answer, revelation, or comfort needed at the time. The temptation of Jesus. The power of God was delegated to Jesus Christ, but that power must be tested because strength increases under pressure. A major confrontation between the power of Jesus and the power of Satan came early in the earthly ministry of Christ. Before proceeding with this lesson, read about this encounter in Matthew 4:1-11, Mark 1:12-13, and Luke 4:1-13. First, Satan tried to get Jesus to turn stones into bread. The power of Jesus, which soon was to turn water into wine, surely could have turned stones into bread. But to do so in this situation would have been acting independently of God and using his power for personal benefit. Next, Satan tried to get Jesus to cast himself down from the top of the temple to demonstrate his power. He even misapplied scriptures to persuade him it was all right to do so. In the third encounter, Satan tempted Jesus with the appeal of worldly power. Satan said he would give up all the kingdoms of the world if Jesus would worship him. In each of these power struggles, Jesus met the challenge with the word of God. Jesus quoted scriptures applicable to the immediate situation. He used the rhema, word of God. Using the word of power. It is not enough just to know there is power in the word of God. To make it effective, that word must be applied as Jesus did. Jesus made it clear that the words he spoke were not his own. They were God's words. John 3:34, 14:10, and 24, in 17:8 and 14. Jesus spoke God's word with power, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Luke 4:32. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this! For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Luke 4:36. Jesus spoke the word to a man with a withered hand, and it was healed. Mark 3:1-5. He spoke the word to a leper, and he was cleansed. Matthew 8:2-3. He said, Rise, to the impotent man at the pool. John 5:8. See, to the blind. Luke 7:21. Come out, to demons. Matthew 9:32-33. Hear, to the deaf. Mark 7:32-35. And come forth, to the dead. John 11:44. Jesus knew there was power in God's word, but he also knew men must hear and respond to that word in order for it to be effective. The words of Jesus, which were God's words, were so powerful that they worked from a distance. Jesus did not even have to be present at the scene of the problem. One man who had a sick servant said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew 8:8-13. This man believed in the power of God's word. He knew it was so powerful it was not affected by time, place, or any other limitations of man. But to make it effective in his own life and situation, he had to claim it. He must apply the word of God to receive the benefit of its power. The early church used God's word of power. Paul said, And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:4-5. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. 1 Corinthians 4:19. The power of the word. God is the power behind his word. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. I will hasten my word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. The word of God gives great spiritual power. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. God honors his word above his name. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified the word above all thy name. Psalms 138:2. What are the powerful purposes accomplished by God's word? Study the following verses. God's word is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Brings belief in the gospel message. Acts 4:4. Cleanses. John 15:3 and Ephesians 5:26. Brings eternal life if we hear and believe it. John 5:24. Is the basis for eternal judgment. John 12:48. Is used to cast out unclean spirits. Matthew 8:16 and Luke 4:36. Is followed by miraculous signs and convinces people of the truth of the gospel. Mark 16:20. Gives assurance of salvation. 1 John 12:6. Brings the born-again experience. 1 Peter 1:23 and Psalms 119:41. Bears record of the truth of the gospel. 1 John 5:7. Sanctifies the believer. 1 Timothy 4:5. Gives hope. Psalms 130:5 and 119:49-81. Brings healing. Psalms 107:20. Keeps us from the path of the destroyer. Psalms 17:4. Is spirit and life. John 6:63. Brings joy and rejoicing. Jeremiah 15:16. Increases faith. Romans 10:17. Comforts, 1 Thessalonians 4:18 and Psalms 119:50 and 52. Brings spiritual nourishment, 1 Timothy 4:6. Brings answered prayer, John 15:7. Is the key to success, Joshua 1:8. Blesses if we hear and keep it, Luke 11:28. Brings blessings when it is kept and curses when it is not, Deuteronomy 28. Is a weapon in the time of temptation, Matthew 4. Converts the soul, Psalms 19:7. Makes wise the simple, Psalms 19:7. Enlightens, Psalms 19:8. Warns, Psalms 19:11. Brings great reward when kept, Psalms 19:11. Permits access to heaven, Revelation 22:14. Brings the blessing of walking in righteousness, Psalms 119:1 through 3. Makes us wiser than our enemies, teachers, and the ancients, Psalms 119:98 to 104. Quickens, Psalms 119:25. Strengthens, Psalms 119:28. Is the basis of his mercy, Psalms 119:58. Brings delight, Psalms 119:92. Gives the simple understanding, Psalms 119:130, 104, and 169. Delivers, Psalms 119:170. The responsibility for the word. Because the word of God is so powerful, believers have a responsibility to make it known to the world. The early church assumed this responsibility for the word of God. They went everywhere preaching it, Acts 8:4, 12:24, and 13:49. They asked God for boldness to speak his word, Acts 4:29 and 31. The word of God increased throughout the world because of their faithfulness, Acts 6 and 7 and 19:20. God confirms his word with signs following. One cannot wait for the signs to precede the word. You have a responsibility for spreading this powerful word to the world. Learn about your responsibility by studying the following scriptures. God puts his word in you so you can speak it to others. Deuteronomy 18:18 to 19, Isaiah 51:16, Jeremiah 1:9, 3:12, 5:14, 26:12, and Ezekiel 2:7 through 8. If you are taught in God's word, then you have a responsibility to teach others. Galatians 6:6. You are to preach the word throughout the world. Luke 24:47, Mark 16:15, and 2 Timothy 4:2. You are not to speak your own words, but his words. Isaiah 58:13. You are not to be ashamed of the word. Mark 8:38. You are to teach it to your children. Deuteronomy 6:6 through 9. Your own words. The Holy Scriptures have divine power because they are the words of the true and living God. But your own words are also powerful, especially when you speak God's word. You can overcome Satan through words. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Revelation 12:11. Confession by your mouth is part of salvation. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even on thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:8 through 10. Your tongue has the power to bring spiritual death or life as you minister to others. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. You can snare yourself with your own words. You can get yourself into difficulties by what you say. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Proverbs 6:2. Your words can prevent you from acknowledging the power of God. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Psalms 12:4. Satan uses the things you say to cause a breach in your spirit. A breach is an opening through which he can enter. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Proverbs 15:4. What you say affects your soul. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Proverbs 18:7. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proverbs 21:23. Your words affect your whole body. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. James 3:6. Your words affect your whole life. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Proverbs 13:3. Believers prevent the flow of God's power in their lives through their own words. They speak covetous, idle, and foolish words. They argue over commandments of men that turn people from the truth of the gospel. They speak evil words about others, murmur, complain, boast, and lie. They speak words that cause division, words of cursing and bitterness. Then they wonder why they are powerless. Remember, the flow of God's power in your life is not only affected by the power of His word, it is affected by the power of your words.